Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gems. Episode is discuss God's Word from a trans and a queer perspective. And how are you today? I trust that your day has been well and going well. And I trust as we go through this season, this holiday season of Advent, I just pray that God will bless you in a wonderful and miraculous way. What I'm going to read today, I think I'm putting the a damper on the Christmas holiday. But I think it coincides with my, over the last 25 years, possibly, I use this Advent season, Christmas time, as a time of reflection to think about things that happened over the year, think about what God has done in my life, you know, what God's done in the lives of others, and many, many things have transpired within the last year since this time last year. Today I'm going to read from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2. I'm reading this particular book right now, and it has a lot of sage advice about life in general. This section is about the futility of materialism. A little bit of a backdrop, this is the words of the teacher, son of David. David wrote most of the Psalms, as you know, and he wrote Ecclesiastes. Now I'm reading chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 12 through 23. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 12 through 23. Then I turned my thoughts to consider wisdom, and also madness and folly. What more can the king's successor do than what has already been done? I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. The wise man has eyes in his head, while a fool walks in the darkness. But I came to realize that the same fate overtakes them both. Then I thought in my heart, the fate of the fool will overtake me also. What then do I gain by being wise? I said in my heart, this too is meaningless. For the wise man, like the fool, will not be long remembered in days to come. Both will be forgotten. Like the fool, the wise man too must die. So I hated life because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, chasing after the wind. I hated all the things that I had toiled for under the sun, because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool? Yet he will have control over all the work into which I poured my effort and skill under the sun. This too is meaningless. So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun. For man may do his work with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and then he must leave all he owns to someone who has not worked for it. This too is meaningless and a great misfortune. What does a man get for all the toil and anxious striving with which he labors under the sun? All his days, his work is pain and grief. Even at night, his mind does not rest. This too is meaningless. Now, I'd like to point out once again, I'm not trying to put a damper on the holidays. Oh, that's far away from me because I enjoy seeing the event. But as I go through the years, Christmas is more than just getting presents and all that. I titled this particular episode Christmas More Than Gifts. Now, this is about King David. He had gotten everything that the world could offer. He had money. He labored over a lot of things. He created a lot of things. He had an army. He had a kingdom. He was wise, very wise. Now, gifts don't necessarily have to be material. Gifts can be talents. It can be, in David's case, it was wisdom. He could see things. He could see things that others couldn't see. It could be whatever gifts a person possesses. He might have a great singing voice. He or she might be a fine actor or a teacher or a laborer, might be excellent as a carpenter or a plumber. But in the end, we're all going to pass away. And whatever we labored for will be passed down to another. I think it's somewhere in the New Testament where life is more than just having possessions. And I find that to be true. Because there are people, I've read many stories of people who had it all. They had it all. I look at Elvis Presley. He had everything the world could offer. I look at Jimi Hendrix. He had fame, money. Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin. So many actors and actresses, they had everything, fame, money, adulation, everything the world could offer. But yet, sadly, some of them destroyed themselves. Now, what is the teacher saying here? I don't believe that he's saying anything against work. The things in self, are bad. Gaining wisdom isn't bad. Work, building up something, building businesses, is not bad at all. Matter of fact, they're noble, very noble. When I was, during my time, when I was questioning about my own life, I was asking myself, well, you can get everything that you have, but then what's after that? I was asking myself, well, life's got to be more than just this, what's on the earth. Because I've seen, as I mentioned earlier, people who had everything the world could offer, and still they were unhappy. They were sad. They were depressed. They did everything to fill the emptiness in their lives. Now, this what I enjoy about Advent is that we can look forward to the coming of Christ, the coming of Jesus. I'll cover the Christmas story in a later episode, but people are probably out there buying gifts, all kinds of gifts. As I said, there's nothing wrong with this at all. saying is Christmas is more than just what you can get. I think about many in the LGBT community who are estranged from their families simply because of who they are. Many queer and trans and gay and lesbian kids have been kicked out of their house because of who they are. And this can be a difficult time for them. They're all mindful of them. Many of them are lonely. Many of them are strange. Many of them want that connection with their families. But their families don't want to have anything to do with them. Simply because they choose to live their authentic selves. And they long for that. They long for that connection. And as I think now, you know, this, some folks, it can be the loneliest time, it can be the most crying time. But at the same time, it could be a wonderful time where you get to meet somebody who really loves you and cares about you, and that's Jesus. One of the beautiful things I believe of Advent is we can kind of trace how becoming of Christ happened. No, Jesus wasn't born in a palace or, you know, on a rich mansion. He was born in a manger. Born to an unwed mother at the time, you know, who was engaged to be married. And by the Holy Spirit, you know, she was pregnant. Mary was favored by God. In time, Jesus was born. And he came into the world. Sadly, the world didn't know him. Jesus' birth was probably the greatest gift for mankind that could ever get. Because when you have a relationship with God, you know, it's everlasting. It's within you. It doesn't fade away with age. It doesn't wear away. It doesn't abandon you. You know, you don't get tired of it. You know, Christ is always in you. And those who are Christians who have asked Christ to come into their life and change them, they know this. And I say to those of you who are in the LGBT queer community and non-binary, this message is for you also. It's for everybody. Because Christ came to save sinners. I'll touch on that a little bit, you know. You know, some of you probably heard, you know, when you tell someone that, you know, you're gay or you're trans or you're lesbian or you're non-binary, first thing they'll throw in your face, well, oh, you're a sinner. Listen, everybody's a sinner. Yes, I'm a sinner too, saved by grace. You know, one of the greatest gifts you can have is you living, you know, living your authentic self. And the way the political climate, with the way the climate is right now, going against trans kids and the LGBT community. So I'll share with you, you know, you are who you are. Yes, being trans is a gift. I'm thankful to God for that. God has led me that way. But there's more to life than just being trans. You know, I'm a child of God. God saved me over half a century ago. I tell people I'm a Christian who happened to be transgender. The one question that I had, when I was going through my issues was the fact that how would this being trans affect my relationship with God? Actually, it improved it. No, it wasn't an issue with him. It wasn't an issue with him. You know, as we learn later, you know, about the life of Christ. I mentioned earlier that Christ wasn't born in the greatest of circumstances. Yes, no, he wasn't. He wasn't born. He was born in a manger. Israel was under Roman rule at the time. So the world wasn't in any great shape either. Now, I know when I read this passage in Ecclesiastes, you know, and I looked at all the things that people seek after, wisdom, money, the fame, gifts, you know, cars, mansions, everything the world could offer. But how many after a while realize it's all folly? You know, it's all, to some people, it becomes meaningless. But you get a nice new gift, and after a while, you get tired of it. And I just think that after a while, one would realize that, listen, there's more to life than just this. During the holidays, I always like to watch the children, how they behave, you know, how they get gifts. But the thing I watch about them is their enthusiasm, you know, their life, they're wide-eyed, you know, have that genuine happiness. It seems like they're more in tune with what Christ is about. They may not know a lot of the intricacies and all that, but they actually understand why Christ came, who the baby Jesus is. I think it might have to do with sin. Maybe some of them identify with it. Identify with the baby. Because not too long ago, they were babies. But now, you know, my life as an adult, no, I love getting gifts. I remember I like, you know, gifts were nice. But over the last 25 years, you know, Christmas has a different meaning. Oh, it still means a lot to me. Now it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether or not I get it. If somebody gives me a gift, I thank them for it. If I don't get a gift, that's fine too. Because time, it's more of I reflect on what has transpired over the last year. One thing I am thankful for is the God has brought me to this point. Many people who were with us last year aren't with us at this point. I I know with the pandemic, you know, there's been a lot of loss. Been a lot of loss. Been a lot of heartache. People that I knew are not with us anymore. And as I look at this, you know, as I look at this passage here, you know, as I, well, I want my life to count. You know, I want my life to count. I want my life to mean something. Mean something to God, mean something to others. Now, on the day that I did ask Christ to come into my life, and that was one of that was the important day of my life. And there's others have done it also. There's also, you know, been many things, you know. Another one was God, when I was accepted as a transgender person. I remember that day is just like it happened yesterday. It was a momentous time in life. I mean, no amount of material things could tap that along with my salvation. Nothing material could tap that. And as we continue going through Advent, you know, think about the things that you like. Peace, hope, joy, salvation. I'm sure there are many people here, people out there that want inner peace. They want that inner peace. They want that security in God. They want to know that, you know, in God's eyes, they count. In God's eyes, you know, they mean something, and it can happen. In closing, I'd like to say that, you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, I'm not against gifts. I'm not against giving. I love the season. I love the tree light, the bright lights. I love the, you know, I love the excitement. Christmas is more than just all these gifts and all these excitements. It's the time of the Son of God born. And takes on a whole different meaning. It means a lot. It's something that I cherish greatly. It's something that I, you know, embrace. One of you, each one that's listening, you know, God loves you as you are. To my LGBT and trans LGBT brothers and sisters, when Christ came for you, each, you know, you're loved as an individual. You're loved as who you are. I encourage you to see God, see Christ, be yourself, be who you are. Don't let anyone define who you are. This is the way God created you. This is why Christ came. To be the best that you can be with God. And this is the end of the evening. I hope this, pray that this lesson will help someone today. And in the continuing weeks, you know, we'll talk more about Christmas story, Christ. And just remember that God loves you just as you are. And I'd like to thank you for being with me today, and I look forward to the next episode of Genevieve's Gems. Thank you, and God bless you.